Welcome everyone to my podcast. I am so glad you all decided to join me today. This is Conversations with God, and guess what? I have another special guest. My last guest was I love him, but he didn't really have a full conversation with me, so hopefully this one goes a lot better. So yeah, I have a special guest with me today.
Hi everyone, this is Jessica Thomas, aka Miss Living Proof. Hope all y'all doing very well, having an awesome day. I'm so happy to be here.
All right, so we are doing something a little different today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want a different spin on my podcast. So yeah, we want to talk about singles and their view on marriage, right?
That's right. That's right.
So we want to talk about singles and their view on marriage. So let's see. I want to know what y'all think. How do y'all, while we're going through this, just think about how do you feel about marriage? Because everybody's view is different. Mm-hmm. So mine, when I was growing up, I always watched a lot of Hallmark movies for one. I watched a lot of romance movies, mm-hmm. and I read a lot of romance novels, and so I know that had a lot of effect on my view on marriage and what I wanted one day. So I don't know, what was your view on it? I know yours is a little different than mine.
Well, yes, when I was growing up, I didn't really watch Hallmark and all the other good stuff, as you know, us young ladies would do. And you know, I was like into adventure and all that, just living life, living in the moment, so to speak. And I just never actually pictured myself being married. I always been independent and just rely on myself, and just didn't really want to open myself up to like marriage, to that possibility in life.
Yeah, well, like I watch a lot of adventure movies too. Like, that's one of my favorites. And I love action, I love adventure and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. it's just always that deep, you know, inside that I had a desire for marriage. And you know, the Bible even talks about, you know, not everybody is called to marriage. So, right. you know, everybody's view on it is going to be different. And then mm-hmm. their experiences with it is going to be different. And I know most people, you know, they go through, you know, they've seen a lot of heartache in their lives, like divorce. They experienced a lot of traumatic experiences and stuff, and made them think like, oh, I don't want to get married one day. Even me, I look at other couples and mm-hmm. stuff, and I know the desire for marriage is something I want. But, you know, I sometimes look at couples and people, and I'm like, I second guess myself and be like, I don't know. Because, right, don't you see a lot of couples and marriages that fail? And you be like, do I actually want this? And I know you, like, you never wanted to begin with, but mm-hmm. they kind of, you know, affects your view on the overall marriage idea.
Well, I say this, when I do see couples and they be happy holding hands and hugging each other and kissing each other, all that stuff, and then, mm-hmm. you know, in public places, yeah, I mean, a thought has crossed my mind, like, you know, maybe I do want that. Maybe I just second guess myself and say, well, that I should actually, you know, consider being married or having that happy life. But what exactly is marriage? Mm-hmm. It's just two people being happy, right? I mean, just happy with each other's company. Yeah. And from a single point of view, and someone who grew up, like I said, independent and never actually had a father figure. I know I didn't want to talk about that, have a father figure in their life, but I still didn't let that stop me, you know, just about saying marriage couples, like people who have in single households and all that. I just never even second guess myself on that. Mm-hmm. And I don't put it past no one. Like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, put bad on y'all marriages and stuff. I know, you know, I'm not saying that y'all don't have a good life and y'all not happy or anything. I'm just saying, like what really is marriage? Like,
Oh, everybody's definition is different. I know from what the Bible says is when God joins two people together and no man can put asunder. You know, God has to put these two people together and it has to work. A lot of people leave God out of it for one, and a lot of times that's the reason why it doesn't work out. Right. And then, you know, before it was just like, oh, girlfriend, boy, you know, people who really just commit themselves to each other for a long time. And you don't really understand the weight of when people take their vows and stuff. A lot of people don't understand the weight of that they're covering. And I guess why I'm still single, because I don't want to mess up on that. You know, I don't want to mess up on choosing the right person or the one that most people say. But one thing I've been seeing is that there's no such thing as the one. It's two people coming together who are trying to be like the one, which is Jesus Christ. Or trying to be, you know, trying to reach that goal of just becoming more like Jesus and just having that whole thing. But it's just something that, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to think that, okay, that not a lot of people a lot of people think when you get married, you just have this little piece of paper. Like, you know, like it doesn't make a difference. It's not as important. And then you have some people like, oh no, this is a covenant you make between God. They take it seriously. And I was like, you know, some people view it as, you know, sacred versus why people think it's just a piece of paper when you get together. And I feel like, you know, it's just more than just being happy. Like, even when you don't even really feel happy with this person, do you keep pressing forward because you took these vows, or do you just get out of it because it's not easy?
And see, that's another thing about marriage. Why would you want to be with someone if you're not happy? Why you put on a front? Why you want to put on a face like that?
Well, I believe that the initial thing is you are happy, but you know, one thing I know, like when people get married and they, you know, 1 or 2 years in their marriage, and like there's some type of experience going on, either somebody dies in there or somebody, they're not taking care of you or catering to you like they used to. You know, at the beginning the man opens the door,
yeah,
he buys everything, you know, but
which
then
is what we want.
Well, yeah, we do, but okay, when it gets down the road and then the man loses his job, you married, then y'all start going through
tough times,
yeah. And he loses his job and stuff like that, and then things are just rocky. Will you be happy then? Will you still be happy? Will you still stick it out?
I'm gonna be happy on the outside, on the inside. Yeah, it's like, what the world happened?
Yeah, but a lot of that stuff is out of our control, and that's one thing I'm like, okay, I try to look at both sides. Yeah, we're happy now, but okay, down the road, and a lot of things start going on, will I still be happy? You know, should that be the only reason why you be with somebody, just because they make you happy all the time? I feel like it should be some more depth to it, because it's like, you won't always be satisfied. You won't always be happy and stuff, because I guess deep down inside, you still happy with this person. You wouldn't trade them for anything, but I guess you won't always have that joy that you once had.
Well, yeah, of course you're gonna have some, like, you know, bad times, yeah. And yeah, you're gonna feel like you won't be bothered. Just like, back up. I don't want to be bothering you right now. Yeah. Just give me some space. Of course you're gonna be like that. But I always know that, you know, it's good to tough it out and fight for what you want. So, like, do you really want to stay in this marriage? Do you really want to stay committed? Yeah. That's what it all comes down to. Like, if you really, really, really love, or in love, should I say, in love with that person, mm-hmm, you do whatever it takes to make it work, even through the bad times. And that's when it comes to praying. What I was taught, you know, always, you know, pick up the Bible and read what God says. And from what I was, you know, from my understanding, you know, I can't really, like, you know, memorize the Bible just yet.
Mm-hmm. I ain't know where they either, but, you know, I know something.
he always says, like, we should be equally yoked. Mm-hmm. So if, like, you believe in God and the other one don't, I mean, is it really, really worth fighting for? Mm-hmm. Like, if y'all don't have the same beliefs religiously, not other, you know, just it's always comfort that common ground religiously. You want to be on one common ground, of course.
Have the same faith.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's my view on it. Like, anyone can be happy. You can make yourself happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know how they say money can't buy happiness, but not sure we'll like to find out one day, you know, so.
Yeah, well, don't y'all. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, as a single who's still trying to find what exactly that, I know, I guess I'm still in the process of trying to truly figure out who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the start of it all, knowing who you are. Yeah. And then knowing who God has called you to be, that helps you find the person that maybe God has for you, because you have to be on the same level, not really the same level spiritually, you know, y'all both believe in God and stuff, but y'all have to be going in the same direction. You don't want to be like, okay, God called you to preach to the, you know, I guess to your local area or whatever. He called you to be somewhere local.
Yeah.
You know, and then your mayor or whatever want to be a missionary and wants to live internationally, but maybe, and then you don't want to travel, you don't want to live across the country, you don't want to be like a missionary, you know what I'm saying? You just want
to stay local.
Yeah, y'all values or y'all goal or ministry are totally different, and so it's going to clash. You know, you're going to clash because y'all not really heading in the same direction. So I would try to look at that and be like, okay, my person, I feel like, okay, once I really truly know where I'm headed and what my purpose is, that he will have something similar, and then I can help him and he can help me, and we'll be heading in the same direction. So I feel like, okay, we have to be on the same page as that. There's a lot of different things that we need to try to have in common, because how we expect this thing to work if we go in two separate directions?
Okay, well, then let me ask you this then. Do you believe in stepping out of your comfort zone?
Yes, I do believe that 100%. God does that to us all the time. Well, pushes us and pulls us out of our comfort zone every day.
So, will you think that apply to what you just said? Like, if he wants to, like, travel and you want to be local?
Well, I mean, like I said, well, I know my main ministry is being local. And then he wants to be like a missionary where he has to live, that requires you to live outside the country or whatever. I don't feel like that makes sense. Like, yeah, I could travel. Yeah, I would want to travel. But I'm saying, but our ultimate goals are different. Like, if his goal is to be a missionary across the country, and I don't feel like that's what I'm called to do either, then, like, I don't see how that's going to work. If that's like, okay, because you're going to always strive to get across the country, you know, across seas and start your ministry there. If God calls you to live in Africa for a year, and then, but he said to me that I was supposed to start this ministry here, right here where I'm at.
Right.
So I'm like, how in the world he's going to be over there for a whole year and then I'm going to be here? It's like I just feel like we on two different sides of the world. Yeah, we believe in God. Yeah. There's a lot of people who believe in God, but at the same time, we don't have the same, like, our same goals are, like, totally different. And I feel like that's going to tear us apart, because we're going to always want to do what God calls us to do. Like, I'm going to want to do what God called me to do, and he's going to want to do what God called him to do. So, I feel like we'll clash on that. Okay. But I don't mind getting out of country. Yeah, I travel. But I'm talking about at the end of it all, like, will we feel like we accomplished what we were called to do?
Okay, yeah, I get that.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand that. I understand your point of view. Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thing then. See, when you read the Bible, of course, you gotta make sure you get all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God also talks about give and take, correct?
Yeah.
And it's all about sometimes about sacrifice. Am I right or not?
Yeah, you're right. It's a sacrifice. Okay. Especially when you're trying to do what God got to do. It's a sacrifice.
So, if he asks you, like saying like, okay, I have a calling to go. Let's just say we got a call to do in Africa. Mm-hmm. And he got to be there for a few years. Would you go and stay for a few years, or you want to stay local? So you got to think on it. See how that is. You got to think on something like that. Like,
way, when you put it that way, it's like, but at the, I don't know. I feel like
she's choking up over here. Choke up over here.
Yeah, I would. I don't know if I would go for 3 years if I know that I was supposed to be going in a different direction. Maybe I was supposed to, I don't know. It's probably something I really have to pray about, because maybe that's the season in my life where I'm supposed to go for those 3 years. But that could be preparing me for something different. But if I know deep down inside that I'm not going to be that way, like I'm not going to, I'm not really saying that that's not my calling or anything. Mm-hmm. We just using this for example.
So, let's you this then. Yeah. So you trust him, you know, trust him well enough to let him go to Africa for 3 years, and you still local. Like he'll do his calling, and you do your calling here. But you trust him for 3 years, long enough, you know, to do what he's supposed to do.
Are we talking about before? We talk about before marriage. That's kind of hard, because you won't see that unless you video chat, whatever. You won't see that person for 3 years.
Isn't that where faith comes in, though?
Yeah, and then, that's a sacrifice and stuff. And then the Bible says love is patient. So if we feel like, okay, one day we will get married, then, I feel like, I guess.
Isn't it something, y'all? That someone single knows something about marriage. Isn't it something, but don't want to get married? I mean, do y'all agree with that? I mean, all y'all single ones out there, women, you know, especially, is that something that we know about marriage than the married couples and stuff like that? I want to know what y'all think on that, too. Because, as for me, like I said, I've always been independent and doing my own thing, and I already know, you know, how to be single. Just say, like, I know how to be single instead of being tied to someone. Because when you be tied, when you single, you've been single for a long time. I mean, like, a long time. And you get tied with somebody, you know, tied up with someone. You're like, yo, maybe I should just step out of my comfort zone and, you know, start dating and stuff. And you find someone, and you be like, wow. It's like, man, I do this all this stuff by myself already. So, like, why are you in my life there?
But I also think that that's one of the reasons why we fail too, because women can be so independent. Like, we can be like, and I know I'm guilty of this myself, like, we can be so independent till we don't want to rely on anybody. And that really, you know, and I feel like that's a deep heart issue that we have to get out of, because we can't do everything by ourselves. We really can't. As women, we cannot do everything by ourselves. That's why God even put men on this earth, because, you know, there's some things that he can do that we can't do, and things that we can do that he can. And it's like, we can get in that mentality that, okay, I don't need anybody. I'm speaking for myself, though, that we can be that way. And then it's like, okay, we turn everybody that might want to talk to us away because of, I don't need, and I'm so guilty of this, y'all, because it's just like, I feel like I can do this stuff, like I'm already doing already. I've been single for this long and stuff like that. God started purging me back in 2016. It was 2016. He began to purge me and stuff, and, you know, work on me and get a lot of stuff out of me that didn't belong and stuff like that. And that's when I stopped like reading romance novels, and there's a lot of stuff I cut out. But when I kind of start talking to someone, and it was like, why, I don't even need you. Like, I would say God's my source and stuff, but it was like I was pushing him so far away to, because it's like, I know I can do this. And I feel like you slacking and stuff, because I can do
slack.
Yeah, like, you ain't helping me at all. Like, I did this, I'm doing this now. I've been having my, you know, having my little boss status, my bossy Well, you know, I'm being a boss and I'm doing my thing. Like people say, I'm getting that bag, all that stuff. Like, I'm doing this already on my own. And then you sit here like, you're not helping me at all. Like, you are.
You turn me down.
Yeah, you are actually taking from me and stuff. And I'm like, so what is the purpose of you even being in my life? But, you know, it just really taught me that sometimes we got to let our guard, not let our guard up, but be vulnerable a little bit to let men actually be men. And we forget that we don't let men be men. And I don't even know what that even looks like, to be honest. Y'all might have to teach me or tell me what that looks like, letting men be men. Because we don't really see that too often. You see a lot of women doing, you know, going grocery shopping, working the 9-to-5, going home to the kids and cooking dinner and stuff. And it's like, the man is just reaping the benefits sometimes. And that's just what I see. You rarely see a man be like leading and be like, no, this is what we're going to do. Take the lead and stuff. And I feel like that is so attractive when you see a man be like, no, taking charge and stuff. No, this is what we're going to do. Yes, I hear what you're saying and stuff, but this is what we're going to, you know what I'm saying? Because as a weaker vessel, sometimes we need that. Because I like seeing that man be like, no, I hear what you're saying and I think you have a good idea, but no, we're going to do this. Let's go here and stuff, since you can't make your mind up, because I'm guilty of that too. Let's go here or something like that. But you just, I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about some men, but I know there are good men. I know there's good godly Christian men out there, and it's just a lot of stuff I know I have to work on internally by, okay, being a little bit more vulnerable and letting the man be the man and not have to be so strong and independent. Mm. So I know you feel.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from once again.
Yeah.
And I have to work on that too. You know, just let them in. But like I said, when you're so independent, for been so independent for so long, it's hard to like let someone in. Mm-hmm. It's like, because, you know, you can handle your own business, man. You can take care of this. I'm like, can't should be, you know, in your vocabulary. That's just me. Not that word can't, it's not in my vocabulary. Because that, like, you know, it's like what you can do. It's like, okay, I can do it too. And stuff like that. And, you know, as women, we are so confident, of course, and we're so strong. And, I mean, that's the point of us, though. We're women. Women. Mm-hmm. And of course, part of that word is men. I mean, we're women. Are we not?
Yeah, like I said, but there's a reason. I feel like when it comes to, like, single mothers and stuff like that,
yes.
And it comes to that, and we are capable, we handle business when we have to handle business.
Exactly.
And, yeah, but when you have that man or something, I feel like, okay, we have to learn if we really love him, and then we're trying to be submissive, especially first to God and stuff, because I feel like that even goes as far as to how we are with God, because he is the head.
Right.
He is above all. He's supposed to be the head of our lives and stuff. And we, even with him, we like, oh, we don't trust you, God. I can do this myself. And stuff, and I feel like it goes as far as that and stuff. And I was like, okay, if I can't be this way with God, how am I going to be this way with a man that he put in my life? Like, even God, I'd be like, God, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't really say it like that, but when in your actions and stuff, you're like, God, you don't know what you're talking about, or I don't want to do what you're saying and stuff like that. And I feel like that's exactly how I'm going to be with a man. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. I can handle this. And stuff like that. And it starts with him. And when you have that relationship with him and start giving yourself over to him and trusting him more and stuff like that, I feel like it's going to fall down and you'll be able to do that with your husband or your man one day. Like, you'll be able to be like, oh, okay. And if I make that connection, like, okay, he's supposed to be the head. He's supposed to be like Jesus in the family. He's supposed to be like the priest. He's supposed to be the leader and stuff like that. This is what the word says. In Ephesians, what's it? It's in Ephesians. I don't want to say 3, but it's in Ephesians. But that this is how he's supposed to be. But it all starts with knowing who God is and how you even treat God. If you feel like you don't even need him, how you even gonna feel with a man?
Okay, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. And you know, it's another thing, what I feel, it's so easy to ignore what God says.
Yeah.
And we regret it so much later. And it's like, you take you take what he'll give us. If that makes sense to y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, what we get, he gives. And he also takes us away so easily when we ignore him. And it's like, oh, he'll smack you back to reality. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
get
don't
you
forget.
Down in
the heartbeat. Exactly. Like you're going to listen to me. And I'll be like, okay. Like, okay, I'm listening now. And then even then, we try to tune him out. They said, no, you're going to listen. So I'm going to take this away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you this, though. This is enough to give you through the week. Mm-hmm. But then after then, you don't give me a time on Sunday.
You need me, yeah.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, okay, we in church. It's like, oh. Okay, I'm gonna listen to what you're saying. Then we go back and do the same thing. And then he takes double. And that's so crazy. It's like, because, I mean, I'm living proof. I can tell y'all, I'm like, I got so much. I had so much stuff. And he took it away so fast. And I was like, okay. All right, why is this happening to me? And then the next day, I do the same thing. Go buy my business. Another thing gone. And I was like, okay, some death I'm doing something that's displeasing to him. Mm-hmm. And I know.
Yeah, we know most of the time. We know
it's like, we don't want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, that's what you get that wham. Mm-hmm. Okay, you go sit down. And I say, okay, I'm listening. You got my full undivided attention.
Yeah. That's the truth, though. You take it away.
But as you were saying, though, about, you know, you were speaking scripture, again, you know, Ephesians. So I'm getting my favorite book of the Bible, which is Esther. If y'all ladies out there, if y'all know what I'm talking about, if y'all read Esther, that is my favorite book of the Bible. How she was like the beauty and everything. And they had this one guy who always tried to take her down. And she actually, you know, fasted for 3 days. And all that, she had everybody else fasting. And then when she finally went to the king and told him what was going on, she actually had that guy who was trying to kill her and all the Jews and everything, had him executed. And see, that's the thing about that. It was like, we try, we do the right thing, we get rewarded. And all the bad things just go away. And all the obstacles, and we overcome the obstacles and everything. But, at the same time, like I was saying, it's going back to, like, why we keep ignoring God. Why we keep doing the things that he don't want us to do, because it's pleasing to us, right? It's just pleasing, like, we feel good about it, but he don't like it. Of course, he don't feel good about it. He's like, no, I don't like that. So let me just go ahead and start taking away little by piece by piece. And we don't know what's going on until we turn around. But you know, at the beginning, when people turn around, they turn to a pillow of salt. That's how we feel. And like, it's just like a brick wall. We just turn around, we hit like a brick wall instead of turning the pillow of salt. Okay, we go hit the brick wall. Okay, and it's just like a stopping point in life. You just stop and look around and like all the things that you're doing and what's not displeasing to him. And you know what's what he don't like, because if you don't feel good about it but you still do it, that's what he don't like. If that makes sense, I'm just saying. I hope that makes sense. And I was like, I ain't trying to bash anyone. I ain't trying to say like, well, I'm gonna say, well, she don't know what she's talking about. So I'm keep doing what I'm doing. Okay, I'm not bashing y'all. You keep doing what you know. I'm just saying what happened to me and how I had to start back reading and how I had to start back going to church, okay? To get my life back in order, to keep my eyes on him. Am I right about that though?
Yeah.
Sister Audrey over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but even with Esther, you was talking about Esther. Esther is such a good story. Mm-hmm. Like I read, I don't know, I watched One Night with the King, and mm-hmm. it's the Esther story on YouTube, and it's free, y'all, so y'all can go and look at that. But I love that movie, and I watched it like 2 or 3 times already. But the you know that she was taken in the middle of the night in the movie and stuff, and then she had to basically prepare herself for the king. And that's really, as singles, you know, even getting ready for marriage and stuff, we have to, our husband's supposed to be the king. Supposed to be a king, you know, and we have to treat him like a king. And she prepared herself, and she groomed herself, and she wore the perfumes, and mm-hmm. she came before him. And then it's like, this man had loved me enough, because when she went before him unsummoned, so that was like, that was death. That the consequence of that was death, when you go before the king unsummoned and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she took that risk and fasted and prayed. So she trusted in God for one, fasted and went to him first. Went to God first,
yes.
And listened to what he said, because he was telling that we need to fast I feel like he gave her that he told her to fast and pray and stuff before you even go to the king, before, you know, everything was going to fall into place. But the way she carried herself and prepared herself for her husband and just trying to, I guess, really just do the right thing and try to save her people and stuff, but she carried herself so well, and she just treated her king as a king. Yes, he was a king for real, but then, you know, she treated him as a king when it came, like, behind closed doors and things like that. And I feel like, you know, sometimes we gotta prepare ourselves, put ourselves in that mindset that, okay, if you want somebody who's kingly or godly and stuff like that, we have to be, she ended up being queen at the end. We have to be.
We gotta be prepared.
Yeah, we have to be prepared. We have to be the person that we want to be. Mm-hmm. We have to be the person that we look for in a man, I should say. Mm-hmm. Like, we expect this man to go to church. We expect this man to not have a addiction or something like that. Or, you know, just, you look for certain things and stuff, and then we over here only go to church on Easter. Mm-hmm. We only go to church on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we heavily involved. You know, we have a drinking problem. We have a
smoking problem.
We have, you know, all kind of addictions and stuff like that. So, what are you, and a lot of people say you attract what you are. And so, you are this type of person. Most of the time, that's the type of person you're going to attract. And then you actually see that reflection of yourself, like, okay, does this person, is he really like me? Like, am I really this way? Like, am I so indecisive? Am I so unclean? Am I so, you know, all about myself? And then I see this person who's that same way, and you just do not like this person. And it's really
a problem.
And it was, and
I think
it was my problem too.
I think that was my problem.
I'm telling you, the Lord.
I was just one and only.
Yes, like, the Lord had to reveal that to me. Like, okay. And it was something I know from the very beginning and stuff. Like, okay, this is the person that you are. And you meet somebody who is almost just like you, and you cannot, I even stand this person. But it's a direct reflection of you. So it's like, it's something that we have to work on ourselves as singles and stuff, waiting on this marriage one day, or just waiting on even God to just come back and stuff, because we are preparing. We are preparing ourselves for Jesus, and we are preparing ourselves for our mate one day. So, you have options. You have options.
Another thing, that we're supposed to be looking for our better half. Like, what's the definition of better half?
I never, a lot of people be playing, well, a lot of women be playing on that. Like, you know, I'm the better half, of course, because we don't like to be wrong.
Yes, of course.
We like to be right.
I do not.
But, I never really understood that part, because you're two halves of one whole, and you're supposed to be on the same, you know, same level. You never should be like, okay, you caring everything.
Or you're better than that person.
You
can say it in our minds, okay?
Yeah.
Don't like, say it out loud.
Say it out loud. Women are like, yeah, I know everything. I got it all together. And this man I have, he's just there. He just there. He in my life when it's not the truth. You know, he's supposed to be, you know, he's supposed to be our king.
Yeah.
So, but I never really understood that saying.
Yeah, that was,
I'm like, okay.
That's all that's been in my mind. It's like, man, I got you here, but I don't know why I got you here.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the best.
Sometimes that means he's not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. It just all depends. So that's
you're
why
seasonal.
A seasonal person. Maybe somebody you're supposed
temporary.
To learn from. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I need somebody permanent. Not saying I'm looking, y'all. Don't quote me on that. I ain't saying I'm looking. I'm just saying permanent,
well,
not temporary.
You're not ready yet, which I don't understand, because this woman right here, like, I don't understand why she feel like she wouldn't be wife material one day. But you know for a fact what you need to work on. I mean, that what it comes down to, you know that you're not ready for that, and that's okay.
Yeah,
and a lot of women, even, you know, there's people who have strong desires for marriage. And yeah, you may want marriage one day, but God knows that you're not ready. and yeah. It's hard for you to accept that, but then you are like,
oh, I accept it today.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you are saying, I know I'm not ready. You know, I feel like I know I'm not ready, but God could be saying you are. You know what I'm saying? It could be vice versa. Like, I know I feel like I'm ready and want to get married, and God says no. But you could be like, I know I'm not ready, and know that for a fact, and be like, and God could be saying, yes, you are ready. So, That's what I think. So
he'll put me in my place. He'll snap me one day. Yeah. Like, reality check. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. But at the same time, not. But kind of thing. It's a half and half thing. We always meet God halfway. Mm-hmm. When he wants us to meet him all the way. Majority of the time. Sometimes he'll be like, you know, he'll meet us like somewhere 75%. We give him 25%. But no, he wants 100%. So, but you know, sometimes he just like go easy on us a little bit. So okay, I'm gonna let that one slide. But next time you do it, you know, I'm gonna put you back in your place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just never felt like I'm the marriage type. I just never felt like that I am. I'm putting it the right way. It's not saying I'm not worthy to be married. Of course, yeah, I know my worth and everything. I just never pictured myself. Probably the one, maybe a few times I have a thought, you know, crossed my mind, like, okay, maybe I want that. Maybe I want kids and all that, you know, the happy life and everything. But no, it's like, I'm already happy. You know, I already know how to take care of my business, handle my business, and do what I'm supposed to be doing, and still feel good about it. But then at the same time, you know, I understand what you're saying. You know, I have to have a man and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'll say, so you never thought, like, okay, it would be good to have a man to help me one day? Not even that way? You never thought about that?
I thought of...
Oh, you were like, no, I really want to just do this by myself.
It's like, yeah, I would say 75%, y'all. 75%. Like, yeah, I thought about I could do it by myself, but that 25%, you know, you just have that 25%. Like, yeah, you need a man to, like, handle business, you know, take care of this for you, take care of that for you. And, you know, maybe I boost it up to 99%, okay? 99% I can handle myself, 1%. You know, you always have that 1%. It's that 1% that always be lingering around, be like, well, no, you need me. No, I don't need you. I probably want you, but I don't need you. Mm-hmm. So I don't want them to get that twisted either. But that's how I feel, you know, just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, everybody's view on it is different. And like I said, maybe on down the road, you may feel more comfortable and be like, you know, maybe this is something I do want. Maybe. And maybe as God continue to work on you and, you know, maybe change your mindset as you read more on the word and stuff. Maybe it's the mindset that needs to be changed.
Maybe it should be cleansed. That's all. It needs to be cleansed, washing out.
Yeah, but we know what we need. And, well, we actually don't know what we need half the time because we fit men that just, you know, they just satisfy the eye. They look good to us and stuff, but at the same time, we know good and well this man is not for us. That he is no good. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we don't know what we need, but God does, and I believe he'll put somebody there for us that knows what we need, or, you know, God knows what we need. He'll put that man in our life to help us with that need. So
yeah.
But yeah. Any last words?
Yeah, always keep God first, and he will continue to bless you. And, you know, for all the single ones out there, just don't, I am not telling y'all to give up on men, okay? I'm not telling y'all to give up on men. I'm telling you what I'm asking. I'm not going to tell you. All I'm going to ask is that whoever you find, I just ask y'all to pray first, just to be sure is what you, well, God wants you, you know, wants you to have, who he wants you to have, okay? I'm just leaving it right there. I ain't bashing on one. Leave on a good note.
All right. Thank you all for listening. I think that's about all we have for today. We hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Yay. I'm so glad I got my special guest here, Miss Jessica Thomas.
AKA Miss Living Proof.
AKA Miss Living Proof. Mm-hmm. Y'all make sure y'all subscribe. That's one thing I forgot to tell y'all. Subscribe to my podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. All these different platforms out here where you can listen to and tune in, and you can download and just listen to them. Hopefully we'll be able to get back and do another episode for you guys.
Almost definitely. It's gonna be a part two.
Yeah, we're gonna have another.
You're gonna hear me again.
Another topic. I was thinking about something with maybe finances. I don't know. Maybe we can do something about money.
You talking about my finance right now?
No, I know I don't have room to talk about finance because, y'all, I struggle big time. I struggle big time with my finances. But, you know, maybe we have something. Let us know what y'all think, or let us know what y'all would like to hear, okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram. I am AudreyCollections_1 on Instagram. I am Audrey A. Jones 2 on Twitter and Audrey's Collections LLC on Facebook.
Yeah.
And tune into my website. You can go to my website at www.audreyscollections.com. Mm-hmm. So y'all have different ways to reach me. And I have my email. Y'all can contact us and everything. And I would love to hear from y'all. Please let me know what y'all think. Thank y'all. Until next time.
Bye.